Hi, this is Rick Connor from Rassel Rock, which is the show that you are going to be listening to right now at this very time in space. Did you know that we have accounts on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram? Why are you not following us? Are you stupid? Maybe you don't like computers and smartphones and tablets and things that are taking this country into the new economy and age of technology. That's fine. Maybe you just like talking to people on the telephone. You can do that with us too. You can call us tonight and every Friday night at 7:15 on the East Coast at 856-457-8660. That'll be fun for you. Maybe you are one of those people that like all the technology things that I mentioned before. That's fine. You don't have to listen to us live. You can listen to us on wildfireradio.com or Player FM or Apple Podcasts or Stitcher or Mixcloud or CastBox or TuneIn and others too, probably. I don't know. Maybe you can look that up yourself. Maybe you don't have me do all the work for you. I'm going to ask you again, are you stupid? So now, let us go to the radio show that you are now listening to called Rassel Rock. Take it away, Rick Connor, who is me.
Hey, wrestling fans, this is Gary Michael Capetta, and you're listening to Rassel Rock on Wildfire Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're just moments away from previously on Rassel Rock.
You're going to be the next Hulk Hogan.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Lex Luger really had the red carpet like rolled out for him.
And, yeah. He just if they would have done that 2 or 3 years earlier, I think it would have worked. Because it was just on the cusp of like that 94-95 era that nobody really cared about anything anymore.
I was in the bathroom yesterday,
uh-huh.
And I just thought about what if like Hogan turned heel at that time period.
What did the bathroom to, like, have to do with that that story?
This is the stuff I think about in the bathroom, dude. I was on the toilet.
He has a little notepad. Just like, what if?
Welcome to Rassel Rock with Rick Connor.
Fat and talentless.
Matt Flowers.
Give me what I want.
Mark Hallbacher.
Is that okay, 2019?
And Corey Castle.
Tell everybody that you love them, so enjoy your life.
You're such a hippie.
John, was such a mark. He didn't know what was going on, or he didn't know anything about the business. So him, Justice Payne, Nikki, they were like the bookers. Mm-hmm. So because it was against their ultra-violent thing, they were offended by it.
Oh, they didn't buy into the fact that it was at work.
They were offended by it, and it's like, dude, this is to get your guys over. That's all this is. And you're shitting on it to not allow it to happen.
Without evil, there would be no good, so it must be good to be evil some way. Like that.
Right. That's it. And like, and that was everything in CZW. And I didn't really understand that until later on. John Cashmere told me, like, that's how it was. Not, I just didn't get it until after he left, and they were doing PWU. Then I understood. Because at that point I had to like think for myself in the business, and that's when I understood how much of a mark and idiot John Zandig was. Like,
I think
he had a great vision, but it was so this way, and to get offended by the person who's trying to be the opposition in a work.
Right.
That's so like, stupid.
You need a good antagonist to the protest.
Yeah. My whole thing, like when I took the powerbomb off the top of the concession stand from Nick Cage, I pitched that and I said I would do it.
Was it in that Mansfield building?
No, it was at the Champs Arena.
Yeah.
So, they wanted something to go off the top of that. And I said, I'll take a power bomb. Like, nobody did anything off the top of it. And I said I would do it at the end of...
Wait, aren't you softcore, though?
Right, and that was the thing.
They bought into the idea.
I said, yeah, I'll do it at the end of my feud with Nick Cage. They said, okay. John calls me out and says, we're going to do that the next show. Like...
That's
the end of my feud with Nick Cage.
Right,
like your announcement, because it was like right after it was like I said like at a show or something like that. Whatever it was, or it was like right before their booking meeting for the next show. Whatever it was such a little amount of time
right
in between it, and like
you needed a build up, for right. a blow off. Not but, just
but
a
me,
blow
up but
itself.
Me and Nikki, we were already, but. Like me and Nikki, we were already, it was like we were intertwining with each other here and there, because it started over at the Mantua place. I came out, this is how stupid it was that they were. Like, yeah, I want you to hit him with this filing cabinet. All right, doesn't make sense. Why?
The filing cabinet?
Why not a chair? Filing cabinet. Because it's businessy. Okay. Now, you would think that it's. Everything's good to go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Comes time for my spot, I go to lift it. It's filled with. Like it's
pick it up. And
it was so heavy. It was just like the two drawer file the metal ones.
They're
but
all heavy. Without the
it had all this shit in it. And I'm gonna like, dude. And this was before I really started working out, so I'm not that strong. I'm 19 years old, and I'm like going to pick it up. And oh my god, it was so tough, and it looked weak, and they blamed me.
Yeah.
Dude, like, how's it my fault? You guys are the idiots. Why didn't you take things out? Oh, the doors were locked. Like, you couldn't get anything out. We didn't know the code to it. Like, that's the stupidity of them.
Cabinick Burke.
And then when I was Iron Man champion, they took it off me because they thought I was disrespecting it. Because I was doing
the softcore
title and everything. And Nikki and Chris, Justice Payne was all pissed off about it, and then that's why they took it off.
What was
me.
The point of the Iron Man?
It was just their form of like a secondary,
yeah,
title.
Secondary title.
Secondary title, so that.
So this is better than talking about who's going to win matches. So this might as well be a wrestling show today.
Yeah,
way more interesting.
You can splice it in. Yeah. I cursed
well,
a lot.
Well, this is we're doing like another swapcast sort of
like
thing.
Like a
simulcast
round table.
Yeah,
the Lazy Susan.
This is a Wrestle Rock slash uneducated slash.
We're gonna call it the Lazy Susan at the flower shop.
The Lazy Susan at the flower shop.
Just hold the thing. How many years ago is this then?
1999, 2000, right?
Yeah, 1998, 99, 2000, 2001. Like all those. Those were the years in the very beginning, right before things started to take off with Susie. Where things changed. Things changed around 2002, which I guess that's when we went to the arena.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah.
No, 2001, December 2001, December 15th, 2001. Cage of Death 3 was the first.
So you basically wanted to do like the exact opposite of hardcore wrestling, and they didn't get it.
Yeah, I was the anti-hardcore guy, and I just wanted to make fun. But the payoff was going to be. Like, when I finally had a match and I got hit with the chair and bled, and then I was going to be, like, a serious wrestler and not do hardcore, but just be, like, edgy, you know? I didn't want to do hardcore.
Not Christian-y?
Yeah, not Christian-y. I wanted to be edgy. So, like, I wanted to, like, make every once in a while maybe do something with, like, hardcore, but I didn't want it to be my thing.
Right.
And
it's kind of like Festus.
Right, I guess so.
Festivus or Festus?
Festus. Well,
it was Luke Gallows when he did like the dummy gimmick.
Yeah, I didn't want to be like, you know, I come out one way and then I just switch.
His tongue hanging out.
Yeah, I wanted to be like I got hit with a chair from Nick Gage that and then thrown off the concession, and that was going to change me. And then as time went on, whenever I wanted to go back, I would do something big again. And then that would change me back.
At that Mantua building, did you ever get thrown through the wall? Like that seemed like they threw somebody through the wall every show.
No. That was like, it was like TCK and Nick.
So you would have a different mindset and personality after taking like a really brutal bump?
Correct. Yeah. That's why I want. That's what
actually kind of a neat gimmick.
Yeah. So every time like I wanted to change my character, because I always had all these ideas. And Johnny was like, how can we do all these ideas? Why don't we give myself a concussion? every time I do, you know, I want to change my character. And that was
that's
it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Johnny was great with, like, his ideas. It sucks that, like,
what's
he's
he been
out.
Up to?
Oh, I talked to him a little while ago. He's now a tutor. He lives in Jersey somewhere. He's now a tutor. I think he's still in school. He's doing well.
That's cool.
He was doing commentary for a company in Rhode Island there for a minute. I don't know if he did it.
Oh, really?
More than once.
That would be a great bit where...
Like, Matter of Pride, that, like, company for all the LGBT community. Like, where all their people that work there are...
That would be a great bit, though. You think about it, like, he does the concussion, and then that's your blow-off with that guy.
Yeah.
And then you completely forget who that dude is afterwards. Like, you have no idea who he is, and he just...
Yeah.
And then you just go on to the next guy.
That was, like, the thing I said about if Finn Balor and the demon in his brain were two different people, if he put the demon on and the demon went... Whoa, I'm Intercontinental Champion? I didn't know I was Intercontinental Champion. That's amazing.
Well, Demon, I still think the Demon should wrestle differently, too. Like, he's basically just doing a faster version of Finn Balor. He doesn't have any different moves. I really think he should do something different. He lost to Shinsuke this week. It was actually kind of cool.
Yeah.
So
Shinsuke's
an Intercontinental Champion?
No, it was a non-title, and they're going to wrestle at...
I hate when they have non-titles.
It seems like when people who are champions get pinned, and then they don't lose the title, then the title means a little bit less.
That, and I think what it is they think it's a way of getting the other guy, like, oh, he might be able to beat him, but every time they do that, you know the guy ain't winning.
Right.
Like, so it's like a formula that...
If they're going to do it that way, why don't they just have the dude lose in a count out? Or something like that. You know, double count out, or double, like they both passed out from a submission at the same time.
Yeah.
Something like that, you know?
I mean, I'm glad to see Shinsuke back, and Balor's... A good opponent.
Are they pushing Shinsuke? Because I didn't see.
They're going to start pulling up a bunch of new guys. I mean, they're doing this whole thing with Kevin Owens now. This whole CM Punk Stone Cold
thing, yeah.
Amalgam. You know, he's using the stunner, but he's basically running his mouth like Punk did. I mean, it's got everybody talking. All the. Did you get it though?
See, here's the thing: they wouldn't be doing this if you didn't have your cat.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, they smell other animals in here.
For context to the listeners, Nick Burke's dogs are peeing all over the house.
Yes.
But yeah, they're starting to pull up other guys, and I really like what they're going to do.
Stop doing that.
Like I said, I'm excited over the Ricochet AJ angle. I'm actually excited over that.
Well, I watched that promo that you talked about like a couple weeks ago on the show when you said Adam Cole went into the Gargano's Pizza Place. And then he went to the school down the street, and he was like, dude, guys, give up. I brought you this pizza so that you can accept. Go home and eat a pizza. Don't be in wrestling.
Dude, he's like, the pizzas are for you. Take them home, sit on the couch. Just give up. It was one of the greatest.
So
Adam Cole is just gold.
Like, he's wrestling Tozawa. That's going to be good.
It Evolve. So it's...
Are you a big Eddie Kingston fan? What's he like? Because he's wrestling with Joe Gacy now at Evolve.
Am I a big? I don't not like the guy. I think that he's pretty good. I just think he's one dimensional.
Yeah.
With his character, but that's...
There's a ton of people who are just really one dimensional.
Yeah.
It's like he doesn't have to.
I just don't like when somebody's one dimensional. My thing. I like them to. Yeah. So
I think the problem with a lot of WWEs are all one dimensional now.
They seem like they are because they're not really. They haven't been taught how to expand themselves. Before he was Eddie Kingston, he was just Kingston, or he was the King.
The wild cards.
Whatever.
It was like him and. What was the other guy's name? I liked him as a person. I don't remember.
Think of something Italian, right? Marciano.
I forget. Full blood Italian.
Man, I feel so bad because I was so. We were such friends back in the locker room back in the day. Blackjack Marciano.
Blackjack Marciano.
Yeah, we used to take pictures together and stuff.
But Eddie, like, I mean, I don't know. Like, I don't know if he's back up in weight, but he dropped a lot of weight. He looked great, but even when he was heavier, he was really
as far as
his cardio. But he would come back after the whole thing was done, be ready to like get the oxygen mask. You know,
this works well for him to this Evolve thing because he is, from what I've heard, and this might be a little too inside, he is politicking for an office job at WWE.
Okay.
So.
And then the other thing, isn't there like another pay-per-view at the same time? Isn't Fight for the Fall or something
at
the same
time?
Yeah,
that's free. That's free, and then you know, it evolves on the network.
Fight for the Fall is free.
And plus, isn't there like Ring of Honor and like New Japan also?
I'm psyched for my friend Colby. You know, Colby's going to be on the Evolve show. Like,
oh yeah,
Colby.
Yeah.
Colby who? Jack Cheese.
Colby Jack Cheese.
Colby Jack Cheese.
So Fight for the Fall is this weekend also?
It's on Saturday. Yeah, it's on tomorrow.
It's on tomorrow.
It's free on the Fight TV thing.
Well, in the Evolve, I already mentioned before we started recording, I'm looking forward to Matt Riddle and, God, who's he fighting? And that one's going to be really
Gulak.
Good.
Gulak.
Drew Gulak. That one's going to be good.
You know what I like Gulak. Is that? Who's the Evolve champ, that Austin Theory or whatever? He's a stud.
That's just a theory.
I mean, I'm not familiar with, I think it's a conspiracy.
No, it's a theory.
No, I don't know. I don't know who those people are. I seldom follow like
wrestling.
The cool
wrestling
indies.
At all.
The cool indies, I seldom follow. And I did finger quotes with my hands when I said cool indies. Just
I'm just trying to see what's on Fight for the Fall, and we'll just run down the matches, and we'll talk about whatever one actually sounds interesting. Brandi Rhodes versus Ali. Kenny Omega versus Chima.
The thing is, they're not storylines.
No, the Dustin. I'm looking forward to Dustin.
I mean, I guess you could say the same about Evolve, though. Like, Evolve,
yeah.
Like,
you would think that they would run storylines and put it online.
I think they do. They do have like a YouTube show.
You don't
show.
See it.
No, yeah. It doesn't. All the wrestling that I watch on YouTube, none of that stuff pops up in my feeds at all. Man. I never see any of it.
Who else have we got?
Well, we got the Rhodes Brothers versus Young Bucks. That's gonna be a hell of a match. I mean, I liked when Goldust, well, even when they were Goldust and Stardust, they were putting on hell of matches WWE. So that should be good. Adam Page versus Kip Sabian. Don't care.
Sabian, eh?
Havoc, Darby Allin, and Joey Janela versus MJF.
Don't care, dude.
Sammy Guevara and Sean Spears.
I'm a fan of MJF.
I'm not, because I feel like he tries too
He's still hard. 23 years old, man. That kid's got a future. Yeah. Once he smooths himself out a little bit, like his promo work.
Anybody see the big fight between...
Oh, yeah. Did you guys see that? There's a video. Enzo and Joey Janela were at the Lil Wayne Blink-182 concert. To me...
What's my age again? What's my age again?
To me...
No, it's a band's Warped Tour. They did... GCW does Warped Tour. Oh.
No, dude, I'll tell you what. I saw the video. It looked like Enzo... First of all, Joey Janela looks like a... He doesn't look like a professional wrestler.
No. He doesn't.
No?
At
no.
all. Enzo looks bigger, like twice the size. And Enzo's a small guy. He's not. Enzo's not a big dude.
You so
listen, awesome. Don't say that around the donut or the bagel boss. Don't talk about small people.
Right? They say it on the dating sites.
That's another one.
What do you think looked good in that video?
I don't know. Joey Janela lost his fanny pack a little quicker than Enzo did. You know, Enzo just pissing around. Joey Janela dropped his fanny pack, which I thought was very notable for him. That is, I know for one summer I did wear a fanny pack, but other than that, I don't care if you're in the business or out of the business or whatever. Dude, fanny packs, stop it.
What, they're back in stock?
What are you
just selling them everywhere?
What are you supposed to wear?
Wear pockets.
You just have a wallet?
Get a bag to put on your back. I don't know. Just stop with the fanny packs. Like, I had one, I think, in, like, 99, I think it was. I had one because it was when I just quit or was quitting college, whatever it was. And I remember I had one. The only benefit it had to me was I didn't have to empty stuff out of my pockets when I rolled into the ring to go practice stuff. That was it. That's the only benefit. Other than that, you got pockets, shorts usually, pants usually, they all come with pockets, jackets, all that stuff. They have bags that you can, they have like a bag, like a small bag that you can just wear like across your body, and then it's like almost like a backpack.
Yeah, a very, very
small one that even if you want to take the fanny pack and wrap it around your body, do that. Don't.
This episode brought to you by Pockets. They come on most pants and jackets.
Yeah, don't wear your little fanny pack with your pants that are tighter than your wrestling tights, Joey Janela. That's another thing. I don't know where you shop for your clothes, but I'm pretty sure it's not the men's section. So stop buying these pants that are so tight. Your balls are showing. Your balls are showing. All right? You, Enzo, and look, I think it's all
so
right.
So they fought? Is that what it was?
No, they squared up and then they walked away.
To me, it looked like Enzo. To me, it looked like Giorgio backed away. That's what it looked
neither
like.
Neither of them did. There wasn't going to be a fight. It's probably a work.
I think Enzo would have smacked him, dude, up. That's what I think.
I'm sure it's a word.
Here's the thing.
Why is Wednesday 2 going away
in torn? Here's the thing. I didn't watch the video, and I'm already over it. I'm so over it.
All right, for Rick, we'll do the next four matches. We got SoCal Uncensored versus the Lucha Brothers. This should be dope. Kazarian and Scorpio Sky are going to wrestle Pentagon and Ray Phoenix. Sonny Kiss versus Peter Avalon. I don't
know who Peter Avalon is, but Sonny's my friend.
I like somebody with the last name Avalon, like Frankie Avalon, Peter Avalon.
He's got Avalon. A crew. No,
the filmmaker?
Frankie Avalon?
No. The filmmaker. Dude, he was on my podcast. He did the
Tommy
Avalon.
It was 175 podcasts ago. Can you remember?
he made the Bill Murray Stories documentary. The I Am Santa Claus thing with Mick Foley.
I've been interested in seeing this group, the Dark Order. That's the one where they have all the minions running around with the masks.
Are they Despicable Me minions?
All the dudes. Evil Uno and Stu Grayson. They're wrestling Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus.
Do 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 do. Jungle Boy.
And then Britt Baker versus Riho and Bay Priestley. And another Shoko Nakajima.
Not going to work here.
I think Rick made that joke already about that person.
We all did. I think we all did at the
I was saying on the podcast.
No, at the studio.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I remember because we were all, when we were going to the first versus AEW pay-per-view, that's when it happened. That's when it happened.
Yeah, it's just some of the matches look good, but like you said, man, there's no storyline.
They don't give them mic time. Well, I think, on the show to introduce who they are.
Things are going to change as it gets closer and closer to October when they start TV. So they're going to build storylines. This is all a building process, and I think that AEW is going to offer an alternative that will catch on, and I think WWE will need to sweat over it.
Do you think that they'll do a tail of the tape like they do for UFC, so they give you the whole entire thing and they film stuff and they tell you some stuff from the background and show little personal interviews with them?
Well, I think the feel that they were going to do, I heard that they were Eric Bischoff was probably going to give SmackDown a little bit more of a sports feel, so they might do that for SmackDown in the future. And I said what would be real cool would be if they did seasons, that would give it a real feel.
Well, the rumor
is off season.
Yeah,
the rumor is Kofi's hurt, so I got a weird feeling you might see Brock take the belt this weekend at Extreme Rules. There's a rumor that Kofi's hurt.
I thought
Alexa Bliss is hurt again.
Hoped it would be Joe.
And
Joe that takes the belt.
AJ's been possibly fighting a hernia that they've been rumoring for ages.
That's nothing.
I've had one.
I currently have one right now.
Do you guys follow the whole the NWA 10 pounds of glory or whatever?
No.
You don't follow anything on the NWA like Nick Aldis?
No.
Nick Aldis is a bad dude. I like him.
Like a bad dude?
No, he doesn't like him. He's held him bad. He's a bad dude.
Say he sucks. I watched him wrestle, All In. Cody
my point is are they going to eventually grow that into its own promotion
it's owned by Billy Corgan, right?
Yeah.
Corgan. The Corgan Diner. Famous South Philly diner.
I got a feeling SmackDown's going to have a sports feel, and I think they're going to build it around Brock taking the title again.
I really wish that they would have put Brock and The Rock together so they can be Brock and Rock connected.
Dude, Mick Foley, Brock Lesnar, and The Rock should be a faction.
Brock and Sock connection.
Yeah, they should be a faction, dude.
Brock'em, Sock'em robots.
But could you see that though? Even as a joke, though.
They should do wife swap.
Just Brock's in the, Brock in the background and letting The Rock just run his mouth. Like, dude.
The Brock and Rock, and I like it.
Oh, that's just always been my thing. Every time I hear Brock, I always think of that. Brock and Rock connection. I made that up one day. And man, it's stuck. Can you imagine that?
You had to really be grinding those creative gears to get that one out.
No, it was. I'm grinding my creative gears to get rid of it out of my head. It stays in my. Every day I wake up, what are they going to do? The Brock and Rock connection. Every day.
Your alarm goes off.
And it's not this just happened in the past, like year or two.
You can't.
I'm talking like a good 8 to 10 years ago. Like when Brock and The Rock were both like full time roster. Like this was a long time ago. It's been stuck in my head. And I gotta deal with this every day. Help me.
It's so hard.
Snooze button on that idea.
Yeah. Big snooze. Big snooze. So what else? So that's that one. So that's the AE dubs.
Yeah, and then we already did the Evolve, so all we got is Extreme Rules.
I think Chima and Kenny Omega is gonna have
that's gonna be a great match.
Yeah.
Dude, Chima's so crisp.
Is it
Chima or Chima?
I've always said Chima.
Do you drink it with a Jolly Rancher?
I did a Chima seminar in 2013.
Chima seminar.
I did stuff with him in Dragon Gate, years ago. It was fun. It was cool.
I always look forward to anything the Lucha Brothers are doing, so I think that match is going to be good. And I think the Bucks and Cody and Dustin are going to end up stealing that.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean,
Dustin is probably one of the most underrated talents I've ever seen.
I think maybe being on Jericho's podcast probably breathed a whole new life and personality into Dustin that people didn't know he had.
He did three great podcasts recently. And then, last week, if you guys haven't listened to Edge and Christian at R-Truth on,
yeah,
it is so fun. That guy's a nut. For real.
Dude, there's a picture of him. He was a background dancer for Tupac or something like
that. Yeah, yeah.
There's a picture of him with Tupac.
He talks about being, what it was is he would be like the opening act for rap groups when they would come to his town. And that's, he tried to get into wrestling that way. But he's crazy, dude. He's hysterical, that guy.
Yeah.
He
still looks young and in shape and everything. It's great.
He still can go. They show when he was doing those three-way matches like a few months ago when he was with Rey Mysterio and who was the other one? They were wrestling for the U.S. title.
What did he say in a backstage promo where he was looking around for Rockstar Spud? Or he was looking for the belt, maybe? And he said something, they got like a rope a dope, said something so silly. And I was like, who says things like that?
So I pitched an idea, and it got shut down. But I pitched an idea before it even went to the office. It got shot down by the person I texted to. So I wanted them to do, let's say R-Truth is looking for sneakers in Foot Locker. And then everybody comes in.
Oh, yeah.
And there's all these
pins. Talked about this.
I've always wanted to do that. Now, because I want to do it for the Hardcore title.
Right.
And then now they have this. I want to do this for this. And then just have all the people who work there be the referees counting all the pins. And there's just a bunch of array of pins by all these different, supposed referees. But then,
just Foot Locker employees.
Yeah.
That's not a real title change. They're
right.
Not a referee.
And that's, that's.
Oh, that's why they call these refs the officials.
Right.
They don't call the people that work at
Foot Locker. Have you dressed as a Foot Locker worker and win the belt and then get laid out by another wrestler while you're trying to run away with it?
That could be a good one.
That would be fun too, man. Yeah, so we got, what's this? Extreme Rules. So what's the first match we got here for Extreme Rules that's most likely
in the pre-show? I feel like there's a lot of matches on this card, dude.
It's Tony Nese versus Drew Gulak for the championship.
It's going to be good.
Gulak's doing back-to-back matches, huh? Unless Evolve's pre-taped. Is Evolve pre-taped or no?
No, Evolve's Saturday night.
Yeah, so he's doing Saturday and Sunday night.
Yeah, Evolve's live. I think it's a live show.
Is it? And we got Aleister Black versus Cesaro.
Oh, Cesaro's the one who knocked.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Is that what the story is?
I'm the one who knocks.
Yeah, and he did this goofy little thing where Cesaro sat down and announced that he's the one who's going to wrestle him, and he wore white. So Aleister Black was in all black, and then Cesaro wore white.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what they were.
It was Undertaker Shawn Michaels. That's what it is.
Undertaker, Shawn Michaels.
I don't know, man. I kind of like the was it the main event, Muscle Men or whatever.
Oh, right.
I still want them to keep that group.
That definitely sounds like a microwavable dinner.
Oh, this can't.
Oh, what am I gonna make?
All I know is if
they're available in the freezer section of your grocery store.
All I know if they get 10 to 15 minutes, it could be a really good match. Cesaro's just awesome.
Yeah.
Well, they both were trained by the same person.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
They were both trained by here.
Yeah.
Yeah. So they have familiarity. So it should be the chemistry should be on it's like spot on is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
And we got
right. Is Chris Hero wrestling on the Evolve?
Who?
You with Chris Hero? You would think. I mean, he's an NXT.
I would think so.
You would think that he would be, you know, in the Evolve, but maybe it'll, and especially being at the arena. So,
is that where it's going to be live in Philly?
Yeah,
Evolve is going to be at Philly. I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, maybe I did know and I forgot.
Where are you having it? Is it
the arena?
They are having it with 2300.
Yeah.
Oh, that's dope. And they're going to film it there.
Mm-hmm.
That's got to be cool.
Yep.
It's my buddy's ex-wife's building. Is 2300. So
it's her building.
Yeah, she owns it.
Really?
Is she Roger?
That was Roger.
She runs it and owns it.
So, well, with that, does she still do that? Because I remember remember when it closed for a while?
Yeah, yeah. It was like
that. That was because somebody bought it out. Was that her?
I guess so.
It was a lady who bought it out.
She had nothing with it. She doesn't have anything with it. She doesn't own it anymore. She gave it back.
I know she runs like the whatever, the catering and all with the bartender.
Okay, so it's probably not the same.
So I don't
know. It was supposed to be something like they were gonna somehow like involve it in the Live Nation, the Electric Factory circle.
Right.
So who I work for?
Huh?
Live Nation, Electric Factory is two different companies.
Okay, so. One of them is what I'm trying to say. I'm not saying they're the same. She was gonna be like she was gonna auction the building, and it was gonna actually take too much money than she was willing to spend. She thought it was going to be an easier money grab than it was, and then she just did nothing with it because she wasn't going to spend the money.
I thought they were going to do adult films there.
Well, that was with Rob Black.
Yeah, that was 2003.
When Rob Black started, when he took it away from CCW, they were going to do adult films in there. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah,
when they painted over the floor black, I hated that.
It would have brought in good money. The state, right?
Adult films.
Who knows?
I don't know. There's only three adult film stars that live in Philly.
How much money can that be?
I
dated, and then there's a gentleman and another woman that live in Fishtown, from what I know, and they're like pretty much the only like semi-famous adult film stars that are working in
the one. I'm friends with the wrong girl.
I worked out. Was your cousin worked at Planet Fitness, right? Matt, one of your cousins.
Mm-hmm.
What was his name? Josh.
His name Josh. Yeah.
Right. He was like, "Hey, you ever see? Do you know who this porn star is?" And I was like, "No, I have no idea." He's like, "She works out here," and I don't even remember who it was.
I never.
Planet Fitness Langhorne.
Oh, no. I was going to say, if it was City Fitness South Street, I know that one.
No, man, I'm not a...
There's no porn. It's just, like, girls who do porn.
Yeah, right.
Not like, there's no stars anymore. They're just, like,
nah,
girls who do
there's,
porn.
There's professional, and then there's amateur, and then some of the professionals still get, like, really good money because they tour. They do, like, strip club touring and all that crazy stuff. Like, she makes more money doing strip club tours than she does actually working on set.
So, professional porn stars tour.
Yeah, she's contracted. She's like
contracted. But do amateur porn stars tour?
Not many. They don't tour. Half of them are pretty much just strippers.
They
call club
that
they
an
pay.
Amateur?
Amateur.
Amateur.
So back to Rick's PC show.
Yeah. well, pro wrestling is now taking a turn out of PC. So I wanted to actually talk about that a bit because we did talk about it. We did talk about it last week.
They dialed back again this week. They didn't really do a lot. Like, we were worried about them doing a lot of middle fingers. And
like, what was
a lot.
That?
They actually dialed it back, so at least they're going to use experiment.
The pickles and ice cream thing, I wanted to talk about
that. That was freaking awful.
And like,
that's, dude, that whole thing's just so
cheesified. It's so bad. It's like, it's just like making Dean Ambrose steal every ambulance. It's the same stuff.
Yeah, so I'm just waiting to see where that goes, and then see. Hopefully, it has a payoff because right now it's pretty bad. But she's never been the one to carry a storyline like that. I like her. I think she's a really nice girl.
I like the No Way Jose and the camos.
Yeah, they're
fighting Cesaro. That was a good match, and I liked him in like the camos. He should.
No Way Jose is a solid wrestler.
Yeah,
he's really trying to escape from the dancing thing.
He should be doing like a Cuban assassin type of gimmick.
I was
like
saying,
a modern day like Cuban assassin.
It seems like he's trying like to be more serious.
I hope so too.
I was like, oh, he should do like a Carlito thing, like spit in the face of people, and then.
Be his thing, just spitting at people.
Yeah.
It's like spitting at people.
Instead of with an apple.
Doesn't have to be apple, he just spits his human.
But then that's a huge PC. Like, parents.
I actually argue.
No, but I mean, like, parents would go, hey, come on. Like, you can't have a guy spitting in somebody's face. All the kids are going to spit in people's faces now. Like, it's
I don't know, I think parents need to do a better job in parenting.
What was I going to say?
Hers is, don't spit in anybody's face.
So we're going to get into matches I don't care about. This one should be fun, but I really don't care. Daniel Bryan, Rowan, New Day, and Heavy Machinery. Should be a fun match.
You think Heavy Machinery is going
to... I don't know. I think Daniel Bryan's going to pull it out. I can't see him losing yet. I think they need to build Heavy Machinery to win at SummerSlam. I think it'll be better if they win then.
So...
There's only one title I think should change, honestly, this whole thing, and I think it's the U.S. Championship.
Well, you just said, do you think Kofi's going to
lose? Well, he's hurt, so I don't know if they're going to pull the trigger on it, and then just put Brock on the title there. But, I don't know. I don't know if they want to wait longer and have him pull the trigger at SummerSlam, so that way when they're going to the Fox deal.
At WrestleMania this year, how many titles changed hands?
Three or four.
Out of how many that were defended?
Six or no, there's probably four because the cruiserweight title changed too.
Yeah, so
the women's
women's tag,
both world championships.
It was a babyface heavy card.
Yeah,
for sure.
But I just think the only belt should change is I think Ricochet should lose the U.S. title to AJ and then chase AJ to SummerSlam. Which I'm still thinking that's probably, if they're given the time, it's still going to be probably the best match on the card.
I mean,
The last couple matches they've had together are just—they're just magic. So,
who are they? Who's Joe in a feud with right now?
Joe is feuding with Kofi.
Okay, yeah, I think Joe should get.
I would love to see Joe get the world title, but yeah. I don't think they're going to do it.
You think Joe beats Kofi and then Brock beats Joe?
I see Joe beating Kofi. I mean, doing a beatdown after Kofi wins. Choking him out, and then maybe Brock running out and pinning him after he gets choked out.
Why would Joe leave Brock to do that though? Where's the
story? Well, no, Joe's just gonna beat up Kofi after
and then roll out like he always does. You know, he does this whole like spit and sweat all over the place after he chokes someone out, and then he'll roll out of the ring, and then you'll hear Brock's music hit, and he'll come out, pick up a half dead Kofi, F5 him, and then pin him.
Why would Joe not want to win the championship?
Saying when he loses the match,
he's gonna lose to Kofi.
Oh, so
and
he'll
then
get
gets
his
heat
back.
Yeah.
Okay. I was sorry.
Stop. I don't like using wrestling terms around wrestlers. It's so cheesy. Not being a wrestler, it's like.
Dude, I was just talking. I was just actually putting you over to either my mom or Katie, and I was saying Mark's like one of the boys, but he's never stepped in the ring. And I was like, I think it's something about like being a vet. Like I think it's something about you being in the army and you like going to, like we go to war in our way and you've been in
well,
your
I
way.
Been to war.
No, but I mean
I've blown shit up.
Right, but you know what that bond is. Like you have that same brother.
Yeah,
bond
it's like anything. It's like cops or firemen. There's a different bond. Like when you go through, you guys go through so much pain and like. There's so much trust there on top of it, which is the same as the military or cops or firemen. You have to trust someone with your life. You guys are actually trusting someone with your life, man. We've seen guys get their necks broken in the ring.
Yeah,
seen,
I think we talked about this maybe when you were on my podcast before. We talked about
75
like,
episodes ago, and that was like three
months. Yeah, I don't remember, but you said something about, it's not for the good of me, it's for the good of us.
Yeah.
And that
I think that endeared me to you as far as like the you're one of us, kind of that mentality. And then it was like an easy go for us to go, yeah, Mark's part of Wrestle Rock now. That's just it.
And so instead of the 20 like, year history I have with Rick and my yeah. sister.
Well, I mean, that whatever. That means nothing.
So anybody even hear from Rick yet? Does he text anybody? Let us know if he got home
toe,
or.
Yeah,
so Rick, the reason why Rick Connor's not on the show, which we're doing this whole crossover thing, and there's gonna be he's gonna have to edit language out and all for the show, and I don't know how much he's gonna actually put on.
He's gonna hate this.
His car broke down.
I don't know why he would have to edit anything.
Just if he wants to edit the language out, but this is a mellow show. I really like how Nick opened it though. I thought that was really cool, man. Talking about that was.
Oh. I didn't even know we were really...
That's why I don't let people know I'm recording. Because people are more natural when they're just talking. We're like, we're shooting shit before they think they're actually talking. Yeah. That's why on my show, I always hit record before anybody knows we're talking.
And it's also, people have their inhibitions down because you give them some booze.
Well, that or a lot of times people tend to act up once the mic goes on and they turn into a different person. Mm-hmm. And I like to do it where you get them more naturally how they really are.
Well, I said the same thing. Like one of my podcasts early on, I had a wrestler on who like had his phone out and he put his phone up and was broadcasting my podcast on his Facebook.
Was it Hulk Hogan?
And he was afraid to answer questions because people he knew were listening live on his Facebook.
Really?
And like he was being real kayfabe about a lot of things. And I was like, oh, please don't do that anymore.
Listen, Lex, you gotta not do that. I said it.
Stop being so kayfabe.
Next match, no one cares. Revival versus Usos. It'll be fun, but eh. Alexa Bliss versus Nikki Cross versus Bayley.
Can we go back? The Revival.
It's going to be a good match because the Usos
Revival
are
reliable, and the Usos are.
I just get a weird feeling they're not going to get a lot of time, and they for some reason the Usos always get.
Are they kind of doing something new with the Revival? Didn't they have them like dressed up like horsemen sort of?
Did they?
Like in like nice suits and stuff? Didn't they do something?
Well, they're supposed to be part of Shane McMahon's squad.
They have new t-shirts.
Oh, there you go. That's the thing I was thinking of. New t-shirts.
New t-shirts.
Tuxedo t-shirts.
So do we see Bayley actually winning on these two and then Nikki Cross and Alexa Bliss going against each other? Is that what they're going to do?
I feel the same way about this angle as I do about Enzo and Joey Janela. I'm already over.
I think Nikki Cross is going to win and Alexa is going to take the belt, right? Because they're going to be the co-champions.
Nikki Cross outshined Bayley in that promo. Yeah. That side-to-side thing?
Dude, absolutely.
Ridiculously outshined
Bayley's Bayley. Awful on promos, man.
She always was.
I mean, she was.
She's just endearing. She's not good.
Wearing way too much makeup. She doesn't need to wear that much makeup. She looked like she was like one of the Insane Clown Posse. It was weird. My juggalos, my juggalettes.
We got Braun Strowman versus Bobby Lashley, last man standing. I'm hoping Bobby Lashley wins because they've been pushing him as like this psycho, threatening to kill people now and everything. I like Lashley. I think he's a solid wrestler.
Too, man.
I like Rick said last week, man. He does need Leo back though.
I like Braun too.
I'm kind of bored of Braun.
I liked his promo a little bit more. Right after, like, the SmackDown, I think it was from his social media, maybe. He did a promo, like, right after the whole explosion thing happened.
Yeah.
And it seemed a little more him than
Bobby can talk.
A lot of his stuff was.
Bobby can talk. The problem is when they script him, he don't know how to put any personality in whatever they script him.
Yeah.
Because it's so
his stuff
so
in TNA,
bland, so
his stuff in TNA was like, wow, he could be a main event guy.
Yeah, his TNA work was great.
If they were like, hey, let's make him just like we made Brock Lesnar, like, they're not... They're both MMA fighters. Like, do it. Let them be it.
Yeah.
Do it. Do it now.
Well, they're both world-class athletes. I mean,
yeah.
Bobby Lashley wrestled for the Army, I think.
Yeah, he wrestled for the United States
like,
Army.
Was like, you know what I mean? Like, these guys are world-class athletes before they even stepped into the ring.
And we got what we just talked. Ricochet versus AJ. I want AJ to win. The way they book things, I don't think it's going to happen. But if you want to make the new club look strong, I think AJ's got to win in terrible fashion with the other two jumping in. And then, I don't know, I still think Finn Balor needs to join.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to have
God, could you imagine
Shinsuke? It's got to have an element that it's missing. It's missing something. and it would be so easy for them to fill whatever that element is.
Bulletproof.
I love when he used that name and it never went anywhere. When it looked like they were going to turn AJ heel first, and then they pulled back when he went up against Seth.
Okay.
He used the term bulletproof, and I really think that would have been a dope team name, and they just disappeared. Now it's just back to the club.
Can we talk about how
it's a sandwich?
Do you guys think the Bullet Club is
they're dumb.
So popular?
No, I mean, like, because it's New Japan owned it, and those people all wanted to go do other things. They just like kind of let it fall to the wayside. And then,
yeah, I like Tama, but I like the Gorillas of Destiny, but they don't have a personality to carry.
The one guy in there, I like Jay White. Who's like the there's an American guy in the Bullet Club. What's his name?
Is Cody Hall still in it?
No, I don't know where Cody
happened
Hall.
What happened to him?
I think he wrestles in Japan, but just for like.
Shindies in Japan.
The shindies of Japan. I can't think of the guy's name, but he's a fat body, and I'm like, why is this guy even in the Bull Club? He sucks. Like, why is he even relevant?
He's an American.
He's a Joey Janela type.
He wears a fanny pack. Has a man bun, stupid glasses, and he smokes cigarettes.
Speaking of out of shape, we have the Undertaker and Roman Reigns versus Shane McMahon and Drew McIntyre.
Who's out of shape in that one?
The Undertaker.
Dude, the Undertaker's awful.
I'm scared after the
Not
Undertaker at all.
Having him in a tag match protects
Goldberg dropping him on his head was one of the most terrifying things I've ever seen.
I don't understand how Goldberg still to this day cannot go into that turnbuckle or into the corner, like, you know, miss the corner and then hit his shoulder onto that onto the post rather than his head.
Right, because he
did that all the time in WCW.
It's just like you gotta. It's like you gotta understand, like, you practice the technique of it before you go try to execute it.
But also, just don't align your body center with the post.
Go to the right a little bit.
You go to one side a little bit, and your head's not gonna miss. Or, I mean, this is really strange. Like, turn your head at the a couple degrees.
Or
not that hard.
Or
is that where he knocked himself out?
Or don't call. Or don't call that spot.
Yeah. Listen, in WCW, I did it 27 times. Bang my head 25 of those 27 times. Why don't we skip that one?
If you remember,
put the boot up.
If you remember,
I'll leave the boot. I can do that. That's an easy one.
One of the greatest things Bret Hart ever did was when he wore that metal plate.
No, it was a great angle.
Under his jersey. Yeah. And Goldberg speared him head on into that metal plate.
And he was knocked
tore his ear open and his head off.
Yeah, they did the fake knocked out thing. Yeah,
I think he actually kind of hurt himself pretty bad.
I never thought
about that until I remember when he went head on into Bret.
He did it all the time. Like, I understand you're a football player, but here's the thing. When you're
a football player, you don't
lead with your head. You're not supposed to anyway. I mean, obviously, like, things have changed since then, but, like, that's the thing. He must have been doing this stuff.
Yeah.
Like playing football, where you hurt yourself rather than the right way of leading with your shoulder. So, and that's what he does. He leads with his head, and, man... You would think he'd stop.
Well, now he apparently there's rumors where he wants another match because he didn't like the way he went out.
That's going to be the case every time though. Like,
who's going to wrestle him now?
I'll put him.
I think he can have another match with Roman.
It'll be somebody like Sami Zayn or somebody.
And then like poor Sami. He's going to take a spear and get kicked in the head by that monster and.
So, didn't they do an angle like that with that thing Bret Hart did? Didn't they do that in Back to the Future 3?
Yes.
Didn't they do that in Back to the Future
3? Or was that 2?
It was the cowboy scene.
Okay.
That was three, where he put the oven front.
I'm sorry, that was probably my favorite promo he ever did. And when he said, I quit, and threw the microphone down with the metal plates on his chest, was... He should have never showed back on television after that. He would have been a hero.
He would have spelled out the letters. home. Done. Done.
H-O-M-E.
Was that before or after he got concussed by Goldberg?
No, they had the match. That was before. They did have the match. That's when he kicked a hole in his neck.
Wasn't
just concussed him. He ripped a hole in his neck.
Wasn't the knocking him out, wasn't that his last shit? His last match, I mean?
Yeah. No, when he knocked him out, he wrestled for another 3 months concussed. Oh, really? He was part of the new NWO, if you remember. They tried to it was him, Jeff Jarrett, Hall, and Nash. And they were like the new version of the NWO.
Did they call it the new NWO?
No, they just called it the NWO.
They call it the NWO, but it was black and silver instead of black and white.
The Harris
brothers were part of it. And then he wrestled Goldberg for like another 2 months or something like that after that. And he was concussed the entire time. And he just kept giving him concussions over and over again. We'll be on time.
51.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and it just sucks like that Brett went out that way. You know?
He's my hero.
He could have had another run in WWE for like another 5 years.
Yeah, if he didn't have the stroke.
Yeah. I wish
and that's what led him to have the stroke.
I wish when he came back into that match with McMahon, he wasn't dressed like Nick Burke's dressed right now.
Right, yeah. Yeah, with jean shorts and a Hitman jersey.
Even when you saw him walking in the ring, he wasn't even the same person anymore. Like
would you rather have him come out in his regular...
It would have been cool if he had the tights on, he was all fat and old. It would have been hilarious.
I would have been cool with him in the old tights. That would have been cool.
He should have worn me to the Hall of Fame. Then that guy would have came at him. He would have been like, oh, that's a wrestler. I don't want to come at him.
Dude, he
could have just worked out.
I loved his look. I always did. I was watching him. I've been watching all the SummerSlams lately, so I was just watching him versus Jerry Lawler, but it was him versus Doink and then Jerry Lawler. And, man, it just he was in such good shape, and just he was so good. I mean, I don't know. He did all the same stuff.
It's funny, man.
Who doesn't do all
the
same
stuff? He had the 5 moves of doom.
Yeah, it was like his...
I don't like that argument, because who, like...
Yeah, who doesn't? Yeah.
But like, everyone has their signatures, and that's what people show up for.
He was so great. He
was smart where he did the same moves all the time, but then when it was a really big match, he changed the whole matchup, and it made him look really...
Yeah, it put him in differently. It was the way... that's the way Trent worked. It was same stuff, just you put him in differently, and you tease him, you know, and eventually you get to them and stuff like that. Yeah.
It's like go with what works.
Yeah,
what you're good at. Stay with
just establish your 5 moves.
What did Hogan used to say, brother? They already bought their tickets, brother.
We already got your money.
We already got their money, brother. How great is that? What if you went into like a lockup of Hogan? And he said that to you. What would you do, man? Don't worry, Bert. We already got your money, brother.
Let's take it home.
You're absolutely right.
Take it up.
I got the Miller Lights and the cooler. Boot
leg drop, baby.
Let's take it home, then.
Yeah, but wouldn't you want to work with somebody like that every night as opposed to, like, Goldberg kicking your head in?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Well...
Absolutely.
I mean, I... Here's the thing. I never want to work live. I don't... Like, I want to know I'm in a match. So if I'm with you and we're in a match and you're whiffing me with shots, I'm hating you. I'm hitting you hard and going... You lay this in, because these people already think it's not real.
You're a little stiff-ski.
Oh, it's snug. It's snug. It's got to be snug. That dude, Eddie Valentine and John Dahmer trained me. They're the snuggest dudes. Like, as far as...
Dude, can you argue, devil's advocate, can you argue that they already think it's fake, so why are you beating me up for real when they think... It's not real.
Because it's a story.
You can put them back in.
Isn't the art to make it look as real as possible without hurting anyone?
No, it's not hurting anybody. It's snug. Yeah. It's not stiff.
Yeah, it's a difference between...
It's not Goldberg kicking your head in.
Right. Because it goes, if I want... If I'm... I'll take it back to the story. I was in a parking lot somewhere. It was like that Dover... what was the... Rex Bar,
yeah.
And I was wrestling
Froggies.
I was wrestling KO Storm, and it started raining outside. We were outside. It was just him and I, and a couple diehard fans that wanted to sit and watch it. And we were just doing like you know the safe back clubs, you know the safe back clubs, and the dudes were like, man, these guys are hitting each other for real. Like those guys are gonna tell their friends they saw. wrestling and it wasn't BS.
Yeah.
Instead of going like, oh, I went to a wrestling show and it was such BS and I watched all this air whiff in between. So it's the story. How many times have you left? Let's just imagine leaving a show, leaving a Monday Night Raw, and you're walking through the parking lot and you're watching these like brothers, like little kids, like fake punching each other and stomping their foot. Like, that's what they think already. Let me change what they think.
Right.
Yeah, but like, could you also be like, they can read a comic book and see superheroes fighting, and they know it's a comic book, but like, when they go, they're not actually going to hit their friends. The recruit, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, but I think it just helps with the story.
It's definitely more of an art form.
Yeah.
When you're, like you said, working safe and snug, I'd rather take a hit and get apologized to later,
yeah,
than have to sell something that missed me by a mile.
Right. I agree. Totes agree. Yeah, I watch like clips and stuff of things, and you know, of things going on, and I find a million things wrong with just those small things, like the hits and the selling. Like Robert Marino just put something up on Facebook. He was all proud of it, and it was him slapping a dude. He slapped him. All the dude did was barely move back, and he was, you know, the sell was so horrible. But I just asked, why are you letting this guy no sell you? Mm-hmm. And it's not they no sell. The dude didn't know how to sell.
Right.
So if I slap somebody, I want them to
understand,
like,
that
to take like almost like to take a bump or something, you know, get down like it hurts, and then come back. If it has to be five slaps, then fine, have them keep on walking back for all five of them, but sell each slap.
Right. Well, it's like you can make one good hit mean way more than you can make 17 crappy ones.
Yes, exactly.
Well, yeah, plus, like, if you see somebody punching a guy repeatedly,
like,
then
what good is your punch?
The one thing I've always hated in wrestling is when they do that thing where, like, the two of them are holding each other's necks and just throwing punches over and over.
I hate the forearms. There's so many forearms. Every match is like a forearm.
Mine's a good forearm, though. Mine puts you right on your butt. Right, every single one of them.
I also hate them when other people do it, but when I do it, they're great.
Yeah.
But
my European uppercuts are pretty sweet too.
I started seeing the progression of it because people have on YouTube. People have been putting up matches of mine like from 2007 at shows that like I don't really recall that much.
Yeah.
And I'm watching it. And I'm like, wow, I see now why I do that thing the way I do it now, because doing it that way maybe didn't work. And I'm like, I'm watching my presence grow.
Yeah. You know what's weird about that?
Evolving.
I want to compare that to comedy. Or, you know, so, like, comedians, they'll go and they'll do, they'll work out their sets, right? It won't be taped, you know, it's not their special. It's just they're working out their set.
That's why people go to open mics, dude.
Right? We don't have that in wrestling.
Well,
so when you go and you learn, when you learn what's working in front of a live crowd and what's getting the ooh and ah with the spots, because you can do it in practice all you want.
Yeah, but there's no.
But you're not getting ooh and ah from the crowd. But if you get ooh and ah, you know, then when you go like in front of them, like we don't have that anymore because everything's taped. Back in the day, I you know how people were put up on Facebook, I'm this old, you know, like something from back in the day. Like literally, I am. We didn't tape every single match that you had, and when we did, it took you 2 years to try and find the worst copy of your match ever, old. Because back then, when I started, it was a privilege to have your stuff taped. And now, everything's taped, and it's online that night.
Right, like, and you'd have to wait 4 weeks for them to edit the show.
Yeah.
And then you'd have to wait and see if it would be at the next show a month later.
Right.
Like you couldn't see your stuff right away. You wouldn't go online and see the pictures that the photographer took from the show until like days later.
Yeah,
like you couldn't
when
see
you saw them at a show.
You couldn't go, oh look, Twitter.
Right.
Like when I get out of the ring at a Capitol show, I'll go in the locker room and I'll check my Twitter and I'll be like,
oh, cool, Yoke got a cool-ass gif of me doing the Uranagi. That's awesome. Like, and then it's wow, what a cool world we're living in. But everybody's living that now. Right. I didn't even... The first match I had, my theme song was a cassette tape.
Yep.
So, like, yeah. It's a weird world that I'm living in.
Tell them what it is, and they can download that that night. Right. But like, so what I was getting at was, it's like there's nowhere to perfect what you're doing because you're criticized. Even if you're working something out, mm-hmm. you don't have a place to truly work out your spots.
That being said, what about that leaked Louis C.K. Paul Setti did? And that went out.
Yeah.
And he didn't want that to go out.
No, because he was working it out. He started getting
crap for unfinished work.
Yeah.
He got so much crap for, what was it, the school shooting survivor kids?
Yeah.
And he made jokes about them.
Right.
What was the joke? I don't even, he was
I
like.
I forget what it was. I only heard the thing once.
He said, who are, all you did was not die. Shut
yeah,
up.
Yeah, yes, yes, yes.
Something like that.
And it's funny. Maybe not to everybody, but to his crowd, it's funny, and that's the thing.
Right.
And maybe he noticed that, like, that maybe that has to be worked out. He had to hear that to work it out. Well, and that's the same thing with wrestling. You can't
find Beard Breezy. I asked Rick for his email so I can send him a copy of this, that, like, so I can put it on the show.
Find Beard Breezy?
Find Breezy.
Let's tell everybody our email addresses on the podcast.
So that's my thing. You can't perfect your punches and your sells and your chops and your forearms. You can't perfect that because every match that you're having is now under that microscope. Mm-hmm. Because yes, you can perfect it in I guess like you know training, but I'm saying you can't perfect how the crowd's reacting what you're doing.
I make this comparison to stuff a lot when I talk about live event wrestling versus like shot for TV wrestling. So like a gimmick like I'm gonna say ooh la la. That's more for a live audience who's there to participate in the boo 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 boo. And it's not really for like oh that's a good TV match. It's for those people who are there to have a good time and just like get themselves into the show and like. Those things help them get what wrestling is.
Right.
So that they can maybe appreciate... so that maybe they can appreciate the, you know, the five-star matches later on.
Right. It's the getting them in, yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
Remember Mom's apple pie? Remember when she used to put a big old scoop of vanilla ice cream right on top? You can bring back those days and that wonderful taste with Borden's Golden Vanilla Ice Cream. Borden's borrowed a recipe from the past when vanilla was made with extra eggs. This way we get a richer flavor, a creamier texture, a deep golden color that lets you know the old-fashioned look and taste of a homemade ice cream is back in style. Was it ever out of style? Borden's Ice Cream.